Moab's water starts as snow on the nearby LaSalle Mountains. It trickles underground towards the town over thousands of years. But no one knows exactly how much is in the aquifer or how much is coming out.
There's a pretty good groundwater monitoring system in the valley run by USGS, but we don't have any monitoring wells up here.
That's Mark Stilson with the Utah Division of Water Rights. He met up with some colleagues and local residents on an empty lot above Moab. They're using a camera to scope out an old well that they hope to use to monitor the aquifer's water level.
Going down, we're all the way down a foot.
Stilson's job is to figure out how much water can be withdrawn from the aquifer each year. That's called safe yield. It needs to match the amount that's entering the aquifer, like a bank account, so it's not overdrawn. This new well could help establish that number, but the clock is ticking. A report came out last year that found the amount of water going into the aquifer could be close to what the city is using right now. John Weishite lives in Moab. He's the head of a nonprofit called Living Rivers, and he's really worried about the aquifer. We meet up at a grassy park on the south side of town.
Hello. How are you?
The park is also the site of a natural spring.
In a way, we're monitoring right now. This spring is flowing, and even though that's not connected to a satellite or electricity, it's telling us right now things are okay.
Weishite says the new study confirmed his fear that Moab is much closer to overdrawing its aquifer than most people want to admit. But he opposes water-saving measures on their own, which the city council is exploring right now.
Of course, we need to conserve water, you know. A tree only needs 10 gallons, not 20. But if they take those 10 gallons and build another house, then why should I conserve?
Instead, he thinks the city should stop new development before implementing any conservation requirements. But that may be too late, says Rosalind McCann, a professor of sustainability at Utah State University Moab. She says Moab is going to have less water in the future, regardless of what happens with development, because it's in the middle of a global warming hotspot. Her solution? Do more with wastewater, like the system she has in her yard.
So this is directed towards the roots of the Utah giant cherry and then the peach.
Used water from her sinks and laundry machine is piped into her garden, which is full of flowering plants and fruit trees.
Currants, irises, and lavender, just loving gray water.
McCann thinks systems like this should be required on all new development, along with systems to capture rainwater. But she says she understands why people are hesitant to conserve, especially if there's no transparency about where that water is going.
I think that falls on the shoulders of government employees to communicate what the plan would be if X amount of water is conserved, where is that water going to go?
Like, is it refilling the aquifer or going to new growth? That's where Mike Duncan comes in. He's a city council member in Moab who's becoming an expert on water issues, and he agrees that Moab's aquifer is in danger. But he says the city doesn't know how much water it's giving out right now.
Every time we accept a new application from a new hotel or a new subdivision and so forth, it's basically a promise that we're going to have water for you indefinitely far into the future. I'm feeling queasy about that.
To fix it, he wants the city to start attaching a set amount of water to every building application it approves. Duncan says the idea would allow Moab to track how much water is going to new users, and it would force them to conserve.
Basically, you're going to put water conservation controls in there for everybody, okay? So the burden of conserving water is shared equitably across the board.
But he says what they really need is that safe yield number. Because until Moab knows how much water is in its bank account, there's no way to avoid going broke. I'm Kate Gretzinger in Moab, Utah.